What kind of advance looks are you getting Super Bowl-wise and thinking ahead to 2 years down the road?
Well, I know Maureen and the whole host committee looking at a lot of how they set up the venue. And, I mean, it's really a big operation. People don't realize how much work goes into it. And even last year in Arizona, it's 3 years of really hard work and planning and venues and reserving spaces, getting hotel rooms. We're going to have 100,000 people from 130 countries, 5,000 guys like you, media guys. So it's a big operation. And just this venue, we're super excited. In 6 months here, the whole world's going to get to see what we think is going to be the finest venue in the NFL. So,
what do you like about what they've done here that you might want to use in the Twin Cities?
Well, I think it's great that they're opening up to the fans as much as they can. Even the media center or media day things. I mean, the fans just can't get enough of this stuff. And the more opportunities the NFL has with the NFL experience or different events to expose fans to this, I think it's great. It grows the game. It grows people's connection to this sport.
If we had that blizzard 2 years like we did on Tuesday, how would that have affected things? Would you have been able to deal with it?
I think I'm confident that Minnesotans will be great hosts, and we look forward to the Vikings to help out any way we can to make it a great event. I know I've heard a lot of people I talk to around here, what a great Super Bowl we had there back 20-some years ago, and I know how in the Midwest, Indianapolis did a great job, and community is going to really step up and really be hospitable and make it something people feel special. We're going to embrace the cold, and all interconnected with the skyways, but people are going to really experience the winter in a special way.
Mark, have you crossed paths with Brett Favre at all around here?
Haven't seen him. Just saw Teddy, though. Oh, yeah? So he's doing well, and a lot of the other guys on the team, so haven't seen Brett here.
You guys reached out? I mean, he's going to go into Hall of Fame tomorrow. I mean, your thoughts on your favorite memory of having him those 2 years?
Well, I mean, certainly flying down there and meeting him his first year and bringing up to Minnesota was a great experience. And, of course, his 2 games against the Packers were special moments in for him, I know. And that whole season, that whole 2009 season was a special ride. And we're always going to be very grateful to Brett for his services and what he meant to our franchise that year. And we wish him all the best. And we know he's a Hall of Fame quarterback and deserves every accolade he's going to get.
I know you're focused on hosting the game in 2 years. What about your team being in the game next year in Houston? You have to feel like there's been progress made.
Well, we feel there's a lot of progress just in the whole organization. We want to build this organization now the right way, which is long-term stability. We think with Coach Zimmer, Rick Spielman, the young, hard-nosed, hard-working players we have, and that we're building the right way. Working on a potential new practice facility, new stadium coming on board. So there are a lot of good things happening. We had a great year this year to win the division, but obviously a little taste there in the playoffs, a little experience that's going to help our team get to the next level. But come Monday, we're going to be starting a new season again, and got to start all over again. But we have a good core of people that's going to hopefully get us to what we're ultimately about. You know, it's our 12th season now, and our number one goal, day one, to bring World Championships to Minnesota, and we're going to start on that again come after the Super Bowl again.
Egan, how close are you to getting to Egan?
Well, we're working hard on that, and we're very grateful. The town of Egan's been very very cooperative in talking with us about a lot of different things, and it's a great property, and we're trying to button up plans and working with the town to make something happen. And the modern NFL, you need to have modern facilities for our players and for our staff, and we think it's a good chance it's going to happen.
Eric, can you describe the feeling when the players kicked that wide left, that initial jolt?
Well, obviously, tremendous disappointment. But this was not one person's loss. That's a team loss. And as well as we played, we he won us some games early in the year, and we win as a team, we lose it as a team, as coach. As I'm going to quote Coach Zimmer. And the fact of the matter is, sure, we'd like to have kept going. We really feel we have a strong team here. But, you know, we had a lot of great steps this year. We won the division. It's a tough division, a lot of good teams. And beating the Packers in that last game and winning the division and having the confidence of how we played in that playoff game, I think that's going to bode well for the future for all our young players to have had that kind of experience.
The quick finality on a kick like that, or not just a kick, just losing a game like that. How long has it taken over? Fans practicing.
You never forget the tough losses. That they're very hard to take. But I think time heals things, and the NFL is a 365 treadmill, and we're ready. We went to the Senior Bowl, and we're right back working. We met with Coach Zimmer and Rick, and had some conversations this week already, and starting to plan for this coming year. So we're on to the next year.
What do you think? One thing that you need to do to make the next step.
I don't think it's any one thing. I just think we got to get better in every position. We got to get better in every area. I mean, I'm not going to tell you any specifics because they're still working through evaluating all the talent out there. But I know we're going to be a better football team next year because a lot of young guys that made a lot of good steps this year, and we'll be a good young core of players as we move to next year.
Excited about Los Angeles becoming part of the NFL?
Yeah, we are. I think it's going to be a great market. It's been a long time for the NFL, and it's going to be a great facility. I know one thing going through this L.A. experience was how grateful we are to the state of Minnesota and the city of Minneapolis that they were able to partner with us and help make this reality and making sure the Vikings are a stable franchise in this market for a long time to come. So it's not easy for ownership and going through these stadium discussions and all that, so... it'll be a great venue, though. It'll be a great venue.
Somebody who knows something about real estate, you know, and development, what did you think when you saw the final plans that were unveiled in Houston a few weeks ago for what Stan's going to do out there?
I mean, really spectacular. It's going to be a major investment. I think it's going to be a real showcase for the NFL, and I think fans are going to love it. In fact, I think they're going to have an ETFE roof on their canopy, so to speak, and we're proud of the fact that we're going to be bringing the first ETFE stadium to North America, and it's a phenomenal product. When people go inside our building, they're going to feel like they're outdoors, but it'll be 68 degrees all the time. So very exciting.
What's the level of urgency among the ownership to find permanent solutions for the other two teams? The Chargers are staying in San Diego for at least 1 year. We still don't know exactly what's going to happen with the Raiders. What's the level of urgency?
Listen, the NFL and our fans, we want to have top first-class facilities. Our NFL fans, our fans in the local market deserve it, and they want it. And, yeah, there's always an urgency to get things done. And you don't want to be in outdated buildings, and you don't want to be in a situation where they get in their living room is 10 times better than what they get out in the building. So we love what we've got in Minnesota. It's going to be a phenomenal building.